بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا هجرة بعد الفتح، ولكن جهاد ونية، فإذا استنفرتم فانفروا. This hadith we have read, and just by way of summary and a few additional relevant points with regard to this hadith. Firstly, when you are asked to go out, then you should go out. That is, when the Islamic Khilafat is in place and the Khalifa of the time feels whatever is required and necessary at that time, and he gives the command that it is obligatory, it is farad upon every individual then to listen and obey that command without any hesitation. Allah's command is above everything, and that is what we have to follow. Further, hijrat, migration was obligatory, was compulsory upon the Muslims in the early stages of Islam. That is, when Makkah Sharif was not yet under Muslim control, then to make hijrat from there, because to practice Islam, the non-believers did not allow it at all. So therefore, to make hijrat at that time, it was farad. Because of the small numbers and the oppression of the non-believers. From here we also see that our primary object in life must be to practice Islam. Everything else comes after that, and wherever we cannot practice Islam, we should then look for a place where we can practice Islam. In our workplaces also, if we are working and we are not allowed to dress Islamically, we are not allowed to make our namazes, then we should immediately look for some other place of employment where we can practice Islam. If in our schools, universities, in such a places we are, and there also they don't allow the practice of Islam, then also we should look for alternatives where we are allowed to practice Islam. Our education is not primary, our practicing on Islam is primary. In Makkah Sharif, the Muslims could not practice upon Islam easily, and there was a pressing need for them to escape the tyranny and remain united. Therefore, where a person cannot live as a Muslim, then he should not remain in such a place. Also, where Sharia has given permission and a person stays there, then he might be excused, but the terrible effect will fall on his children, on his progeny. They will grow up in such an un-Islamic environment, and they will get washed away, as is seen throughout the world, everywhere, where the parents had some deen in them and they knew what was right, but because they opted to live in such places, the children got completely washed away. Like, for example, at the time of partition of India and Pakistan, many of our Muslim women were taken into Sikh homes, and to escape from there was farad. But there was permission that you maintain your Islam in your heart, and outwardly you live like the other people. But the consequence is all their progeny and children are all Sikhs today. There is no Islam is left in them. So if a person is not prepared to make that sacrifice, then our whole progeny goes in a different direction completely. The same thing with regard to the what they call refugees from Syria, etc., from Palestine, from Burma. They take them and put them in non-Muslim homes, and then they get completely washed away. So therefore, it is very important that we understand that Islam, we have to give that its first preference. When Makkah Mukarramah was conquered in the 8th year of Hijri, Islam was strengthened and people began to accept Islam in droves. Hence, this obligation fell away, while the obligation of jihad and intention remained. When Makkah Sharif became a Muslim place now, Muslims had conquered it in the 8th year of Hijri, and now if Islamic rule was there, now it was not necessary to make hijrat anymore. Now it was easy to practice Islam in that environment. where we understand that we should create an environment of practicing Islam everywhere. But very sadly, in our own Muslim homes today, we have such an environment that to practice Islam becomes difficult. For example, the TV is on, whatever that social function is carrying on, it's night time for namaz, everyone finds it difficult now to get up and go for namaz. We hear in some places adhan after adhan going, but we can't get up and go for namaz. The women folk are also so involved. Some may go and make namaz later, and others namaz is just left out. So the creation of an Islamic environment, we might think of it on a large scale of a government of a country, but in our own homes also we haven't brought about this environment of practicing Islam. In such an environment, where at homes, in our social gatherings, if anyone has to speak about deen, it seems very, very odd. If a person speaks about politics, about sports, about the weather, everything is in order. But the minute a person will speak about deen, any matters of deen, then it seems that this is way out. That what is happening to this person? What is he talking about? And everyone is completely silent and don't want to take part in a deeni talk. However, it will remain compulsory for Muslims to migrate from Darul Kufr, territory of disbelief, where they cannot practice their religion. So there, where a person is in a non-Muslim country and he cannot practice, as unfortunately today many Muslim countries also we are not allowed to practice deen, then a person should look for an alternative where he can practice deen. Similarly, Muslims may leave their lands for the purpose of seeking knowledge or preserving their faith in face of tyranny and oppression. Wherever a person is, like going out in Jamaat, going to go and learn deen, etc., at such times it becomes necessary to preserve our deen. While the obligation to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah no longer applies, the obligation of jihad against the enemies of Islam is valid today as it was in the early stages, with all the conditions of it that must be found. Not all wrong things which are happening, like with the ISIS in Syria, etc., and people go there, it's a complete wrong thing, and there is no jihad with ISIS. There are no Muslim organization. It is an anti-Islamic organization. So a person has to be very careful and speak to reliable ulama, muftis, before taking up such decision and doing such things. Where it is very important also that we note, it is not when it is not compulsory to migrate from Darul Islam to another Darul Islam. From one place where Islam can be practiced, it's not compulsory we go to another place where Islam can be practiced. Migrating from a Islamic place to Darul Kufr out of love for the latter and to live there permanently is discouraged. Today we find Muslims are actually leaving their Muslim countries and going to non-Muslim countries just for betterment of dunya. And we jeopardize our deen, where we cannot practice deen, where there are no masjids, etc., no Islamic environment. We're leaving an Islamic environment and going to a non-Muslim environment. Similarly, for example, locally, here where we are living, there are so many masjids, so many azans, easy to practice deen. To leave here and to go and live in such an area where we don't hear one azan, where we don't see a Muslim, our neighbors are all non-Muslims, and it becomes very difficult to practice Islam. The elder people might practice, but the children who will go to non-Muslim schools, who will have non-Muslim friends, etc., how will they remain on Islam? So this is very important when we want to make such decisions, that we think of these matters very carefully. Many Muslims nowadays settle in lands of disbelief with their wealth and property, and their focus is then diverted away from Islam. This is reprehensible. Today, for security reasons also, we go and live in other places, We want our security, that is in order. But where is the security of Islam and Deen and the security of our Akhirat and especially for our children? We might have grown up as Muslims, we had the privilege of having a proper Islamic environment, but the children, we are exposing them to open kufr all the time, almost 24 hours. How are they going to be protected? If they're living with non-Muslims, their friends are non-Muslims, when they open their computers and laptops and iPads and whatever, everything non-Islamic, how can we hope that they're going to remain as Muslims? This hadith gives glad tidings also that Makkah Mukarramah will forever remain a land of Islam. Once Makkah was conquered, then there was glad tidings that no more will there be hijrat from Makkah, which means that Muslim Makkah Sharif will be a Muslim land forever. However, in this hadith, there are very many points that we should take note of and bring them into our lives practically. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and concern of our own welfare in this world also and the year after. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله